We begin a new sefer, the sefer of Golus and Geula. This parsha Shmos, is lechayra a very sad parsha. And if you look over the whole parsha as a unit, make a person lechayra. You come away from the parasha lechayra completely tzebrochen. Every parasha is a unit bifnei atzmoi. That begins shivim nefesh, shivtei kor, came down to Mitzrayim, and had nisim. Poru vayishutzu vayirbu vayatzmu vayoid vayoid tima lehoritz oisom. Then the problems start. Vayokom melechado shal Mitzrayim shal yodas Yosef. Too many of the Jews hava nischak meloi pen yirbe vechule. And it begins vayasimu alav sari misim. The man I know you say, receive loy song. The kasha yadu, I say, can you be a can you for it? It makes things worse. Why a kutsu be play bele Yisrael? Why a vidu be tries bele Yisrael before it? Why moral is chayim? By void of kosher, by choyma, by veini, by chola void of basodis, chola void of dosim, she obdu by him before it. Oh, him a noira. Worse and worse and worse. And thought there's going to be Mashiach Shal Yisrael, he makes his gzeira, kol ha-ben, ayoyra tashichu. They don't listen. So he makes the gzeira worse. Vayitzav paro l'kol ha-amoy leiver, kol ha-ben ayoyra tashichu. Tashlichu. Moshe Rabbeinu is born. Shtiko Pele. By being Mekayim, the Gzeira Paroi, they put him in the Yar, Pli Atzuma, Teret Bas Paroi, Nirchon Sayar, and she saves Moshe Rabbeinu. She brings Moshe into Beis Hashel Paroi, and Moshe Rabbeinu grows up in the Beis Hashel Paroi. The Ibn Ezra says that it had to be like that because Moshe Rabbeinu had to learn to grow up in an atmosphere of malchus and to learn how to be a melech. So Paroi, with his whole gzeira, trying to stop the Mashiach Shal Yisrael, is actually the one who's bringing up the Mashiach Shal Yisrael. Good. Oh, seems things are getting better. What happens? The first day, Ish Mitzri Maka Ish Ivri. Vayaches a Mitzri, Atmileu Bachoil. Vayom Asheni. Dosav Aviron. Vayishma Paroi. The Masim to Paroi. Vayivrach Moshe b'pnei Paroi, vayeshev eretz Midyan, vayeshev ala be'er. The Moshiach Shel Yisrael is gone. No. Moshe Rabbeinu is in Midyan for years and years and years. Maybe Rabban says he wasn't in Midyan the whole time. He was running from place to place, a wanted man. And eventually ended up in Midyan. Vayhi ba yomi marabi mohaim, years and years, 60, 70 years. Vayomos melech Mitzrayim. Dr. Rashi nitzareya, didn't actually die. And the Chartumim told him that the Eitzah for his tzaras is to shecht 150 Yiddish babies in the morning and to squeeze out their blood and bathe in their blood, and 150 babies in the evening, twice a day, bathe in their blood. Maral says that this wasn't actually a medical cure. That's a very strange thing to think that that is going to be Merape Tzaras. But they told him that you haven't been mashbil the yidn enough. And in order, you have to be mashbil of ada tachlis. It's if you picture what's going on, it's mind-boggling. The Nazis, Yimach Shemom, they took Yiddish fat and they made it into soap. But it looked like soap. The makor was from fat, from yin. But here, he didn't process the blood. He was bathing in a bath full of blood. That means total gornish. A yid's nothing. A Yiddish kid is nothing. Nothing, not even a behemoth. Vayomas melech Mitzrayim vayeonchu b'nei Yisrael milo avoido vayizoku the misyayish. What's Mitzrayim? Batal shavosim melelukim milo avoido. They davened. Or did they daven? Or they just said, doesn't exactly say they davened to Hashem. Vayizoku. Batal shavosim elelukim. Vayishma elukim is naakosom. The Ramban says naakosom is the groan of a mace. Person is about to die. And that was poel the rachamim. Acherim, oimrim, vayizoku. They cried out, but instead of just crying, they said, oi ribbono shel olam. Epis. Turning towards Hashem. Now things change. Gualdik, vayishma lekim es nakos, vayizko lekim es briso, Avraham es Yitzchok es Yaakov, vayara lekim es bnei Yisrael, vayeda lekim. So the Ramban was a ganze shinui. Rashi brings, vayeda lekim nosan aleim leiv veloy helim einov. Explains the Ramban, till now there was hest upon him. And it means to make it worse and worse and worse, ad kedei, this desire with the children. And now everything changed. Vayar elukim es b'nei Yisrael. Vayed elukim, this is shinu in hanhoga. Miad, Moshe hoye roes to Yisrael, chois lechoy koin midyon. Vayid agas atzoyin achra midba. Vayobo el haro elukim chareva, a little lamb ran away and came to Har Sinai, to haro elukim, and Moshe Rabbeinu looks for the lamb and follows it and comes to the haro elukim. Vayera malach Hashem elov, gvaldik, the beginning of the gula. Bari hasner, the shlichas, against the parasha, back and forth. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to go, and Bar Shalom tells him to go, and in the end, he's mechayev him to go and start the geula. So, vayelech Moshe vayoshev el yesech oisnoi, and he goes back to Mitzrayim. Oh, now the geula's starting. Not such a bad parsha after all. He does what he was told. Vayelech Moshe ve'Aaron, vayasu es kol ziknei b'nei Yisrael. They get together the ziknei Yisrael. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was told to do. Vayidaba Aaron es kol advorim ashedibra Hashem el Moshe. Vayasu oisus leinei ha'om. Vayam eina'om. This was a nisoyen. That before Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Paroi, they had to have the emunah of Klal Yisrael, the emunah in the gula, otherwise it won't work. ויעבד העם, נתקי ומעמיד, וישמו כי פוקד השמש בני ישראל, וכי רועס עוד יום. I heard the besur of the gula, the code word, pokad pokadati, ki pokad, that was a code word, there was a mesoira, that the goyel will come and say that, and no one else will come and say that, otherwise, how do you know that it's a code word? Anybody, if everybody knew this mesoira, anybody could come along and say pokad pokadati. Part of the mesoira was nobody would. Say Dr. Mephoshi. No? Vayavel om, and he rois on yom. The Rebbeinu Shem has changed the hanoga now. Vayikdu vayishtachavu gvaldik. Viacha. Now we have the emuna of Klal Yisrael. Bo Moshe v'Aaron vayomer el Paroi. Koy omer Hashem lekei Yisrael shalach es ami vayachogu li bamid vayachogu li bamid bo. The shlichus, the beginning of the geula. You want to know who he is? We'll remind you something. You remember the Maisa with Sarah? Whether it was him, whether it was his grandfather, great-grandfather, or whether the Maisa with Sarah. The Keho Ivrim Nikra Leinu. Nelchanot Erech Shloshes Yovi, Amidmal V'chulet. Go back to learn. Leave me alone. Why are you being mafria? And what happened? Stop giving them the straw. They have to go get their own straw. And es maskoines alavedim ashehem oisim tmol shilshem tosim alem lo sigru mimenu. They have to go get their own straw. Till now, the government was supplying the straw. Every yid, the way it all started, that they slipped into avdus, was Paro said, we have a national emergency, we have to build up Pisoi Veramses, and whoever does the best job will have a trial, whoever builds the most in a day, he'll get the contract. Then the yid came, and they worked the hardest, and a person one day can push out his maximum, and by each person, the goyim that came, the yin that came, everybody that came, they had somebody registering exactly how much he made. And then, even Paro pretended to work. Porech, perach, that's how they slipped into avdus. And then they told the yin, you won the contract. And then they said, we don't have the money to pay, but you still have to do it. And they forced them. And they forced them to put out their maximum, which they did on that one day when they tried, which is kibat impossible anyway. But they wouldn't let them have anything less. So every year they had to build the most that it was possible, humanly shayach be'etzim. As a result of Moshe Rabbeinu coming to Paroi, his guys there, that they won't have any teven, but they have to make the same amount. It's impossible. It's not shayach. They have to go and find their own straw and make the same amount of bricks. And even you have some people getting the straw and some people making the bricks. So what about the people who went for the straw? They're not making the bricks. Oh, even noira. So paroki nirpi made. They're lazy. Okay, lame. So I keep lame and nail chodis b'chol elekeinu. Tich bado al boido al anoshim. The yasu bo. Val yishu b'divrei shoker. Make it can be much harder. I'm a noir. Vayoyitzu noik say ha'om v'shoytrov v'yomer el ha'om leimor koi oma paro neni noise lochem tevin. You go and find your own tevin. Vayofetzom b'chol eretz mitzrayim v'koshis kash la tevin. They're pushing them more and more and beating them and beating them. Nothing less than when we gave you Tevin. The Shoitrim Bnei Yisrael, these tzaddikim, they were in charge of the Yidden, they got beaten. It's impossible. Why haven't you made the amount you're supposed to make? Finished. Okay, you do by a voice, Shotri Bnei Yisrael, by Yitzhak, well, Paralema, Lomatase Koy Lavadech. Well, you, Tevin, I need to Lavadech, Leveni, Mori, Mlonu, Asu, how's it Shayach? It's not Poshe, not Shayach, in Avadech, Muki, Vechatos, Amecho. What's Paro's reaction? By Yoime, Nirupi, Matim, Nirupi, Malken, Matim, Oimrim, Nelcho, Nizmecho, Lashem, you're a lazy bunch. You have to work harder. Impossible, an impossible matzav. And how did this matzav come? From Moshe Rabbeinu Shlichus to start the Gula. And as they came out from the palace, Vayiv goes Moshe v'Saron nitzavim v'krosam, tesom yeis paroi. Vayomer aleim yera Hashem aleichem v'yishma d'Hashem ashtem v'zrechele v'ele paro v'ele avodam v'seis cher v'yodam l'orgenu. You've made it impossible. We're going to die. It's not shayach to be mekayim this matzav. Everybody's sabroch. The yin oymanoyer. The Shoitrim, Oyemanoim. And even Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayoshov Moshe Lashem, Vayomar Hashem, Lo Marayosho Lom Azeh. Why did you do this? Why were you going that this should be the result? V'lom Azeh Shlachtoni, and why through me? Moshe Rabbeinu is such Ava for Klal Yisrael. Why do I have to be the Shliach? That's about the end of the parasha. Interesting that the prokim in Chumash were made by the goyim. In lots of places where you see that the perek ends not at the same place as the parashas of the Torah. Here is an interesting example. That was the last of the perek hey, the last pasuk, and there's one more pasuk in this parasha. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe atosir asher eseh leparo ki biyod chazok yishalchi biyod chazok yigoshe mi'artzoi. Of a perek hey ends just before that. And Parsha Shmois ends one pasuk later. And the parsha, the height of the stuma, which is how the Mesorah, how we divide up the Torah, ends in the pasuk later. Or Mabbi Yohadvorim. That's the end of Parsha Shmois. L'chayre. The beginning is Oyvanoira the Avdas, beginning of the Gula, and the whole thing fails. Boomerangs back on them, Tevin Loyinase Lohem, Oyvanoira. And everybody comes out of this parasha totally tzabroch, even Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the Bia Hadvarim? It's such a depressing parasha. I think that is the IT. It's the most depressing parasha, Lichoira, in the whole Torah. It's good for Tisha B'Av. It's not Tisha B'Av. This Shabbos, we're all going to cry. Nobody will cry because nobody really listens to the parasha. It goes in one ear, it goes out the other. So Lemaisa, you don't have to worry so much. Of a person who learns the parasha. What was? Why stop here? If you know the story, And the Maisa is Emshech. So let's go into Vaera. Why stop here? Go into Vaera, start with the Makkos, and then finish on a positive note. Every parasha lechora finishes on a dover toiv, not a dover ra. Ma bia hadvorim. Das Dvunus, Ramchal teaches us that the yisod of the whole Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miyaseh the Bria, on one yisod. And that yisod is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria and shows us in the Bria that He is the sole balabos of the Bria. What he calls Gilu Yichudo Yisborach. He says in Ois Lamedalad, in this edition, the Chaim Friedlander's edition, the original edition didn't have Oisius, it didn't have Prokim. He says, if you look at everything that happens in the world and everything that we were told that the Navi were Maftiach, what's going to be. The one thing that becomes very clear from everything that one can observe in history and everything that Nevi'im taught us that's going to be this Gale is Oitzim Yichudo Yisborach, the power of the uniqueness of Hashem. And Adarabba, he says, all the other midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are not nisgale properly in the Bria, because it's not shayach for us to be masig them. We know that he's a chacham, but we can't be masig the extent of his chachma. We know that he's a bal chesed, we can't be masig the extent of his chesed. All the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are beyond us to be masig them properly, because they're all infinite midas, so we can't be masig something which is infinite. Aval Yichudo is doctor. Adarabba, ze misgale o misbar elonu biru gomu. Over the uniqueness of Hashem, the power of Hashem, which is misgale through His yichud, tahainu, not be'etzim the power of Hashem, but the fact that He is the sole balabos of the Bria, that He's the melech ha'olam, that's misbar to us completely. And since that's what the Rabbeinu Shalom shows us in the Bria, that He's the sole balabos of the Bria, then we're mechuyev to be misboinen and we're mechuyev to internalize this yidia. Litkoya iso bilibeinu beyishuv gomo blishum pikpuk klal. To have that as a yisoid without any sveikus. And that's Masha Mitzavenu Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hasholom Mipi HaGvura V'yodata Hayoim V'ashevosu El Levavecho Ki Hashem Hu Ho Elokim. Hashem Yisboras the Baal HaKoichas Kulom B'ashamayim Mimal V'yaloritz Mitochas. In the whole Bria, whether it's Shamayim, in the Elyonim, or the Tachtoinim, or it's, Ein Oy, there is no other real Koyach. He is the Baal HaKoyches Kulam. And that we have to internalize, we have to be Yodat HaYoyim, and Hashivoyse Levovecho. So, the Das Tvunus is a question and answer, it's a discussion. So the Neshava, who's the Talmud, asks the Seichel, Ma havonet tzricha bozeh? Why is that so schwer? You say, V'yotato v'ashivoyse levavecha. Why is it so schwer? He says, Hinei yichud retzoyne loy v'shakodesh bochu echot. What do we have to believe? There's only one Hashem. What's so schwer? What's the avoidah? Why is this the yisoid of the Bria? So the Seichel explains, Hinei, כשאנו אומרים שהקדוש ברוך הוא אחד, אין די שנבין שהוא אחד במציאותו. It's not enough to be מכוון that there's only one Hashem. דהיינו, שאין מוצוי מוכרח אלא הוא. There's only one Havaya, there's only one Metzius, who's a real Metzius, not totally on anything external. V'she'ein Boirei Elohu, he's the only creator. That's not enough, he says. Avol tzrichim onu lehovin oid, she'ein shum shalit u'moishel Elohu. There is no Moishel of the Bria. V'ein manig lo'ilomoy. And there is no manik to the world, ola shum barrier, or to any individual. Elohu. Ve'ein ma'akev al yodoy. And there's no one who can prevent anything Hashem wants to do. Ve'ein mone al yiritzoynoy. Ve'zeu sheshlitoso yechidis ugemura. And that's what it means, that Hashem Yisborach is absolute Sholeit in the Bria, the absolute Malabos of the Bria. And it all is in the word Echod. When we say Krishma, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod, which is Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shamayim, according to many, many Rishonim, Rov Rishonim. Where is the Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shomayim in Hashem Echad? In this, what he just said. It's not only that there's just one Hashem, and there are not two Hashems. But if Hashem is Mahaveh HaKoil, there's only one source of everything. Everything is totally on Hashem. Hashem Echad, Mahave HaKoil. Mimele, he runs the whole Bria. Mimele, no one can be Ma'akev al Yodoy. Because any little Koyach tries to be Ma'akev al Yodoy, tries to prevent Hashem from doing something. Hare, how does this Ma'akev exist? Only Mikoyach Hashem. There is no other koyach. Ein oid milavadoi. There's no koyach which can come from somewhere else and challenge Hashem. Hashem hu Elokim, Baal HaKoyach has kulam. Ein oid milavadoi. There isn't another one. To any koyach which thinks he can challenge Hashem, is only coming from Hashem. So the Betei Disha say, Yisoid Godel Emunoseinu Avadoes. This is the Yisod of our Emunah Vadoes, our Emunah Klor, Shtarka Emunah. Einoid Milavadoi. And he says that the whole Yisod of the Bria is the Rebbeinu Shem is going to show it to us before Yal. In order to show it to us, the Ribbono Shel Olam creates Ra. Yoitze Or Uvori Choshech, the Novi says. Oise Shalom, but the Pasuk says, Uvori Es Hora. Ani Hashem Oise Kol Eile, Yishaya Novi says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Ra. Ra are all the different koichas which lichoira are challenging Hashem. On all the different levels. Anyone who's coming along and saying, you don't have to listen to Hashem. You don't have to do what Hashem wants. Hashem's not the real balabos. It started with the satan in Gan Eden. What did he say, the satan? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not be'etziv the balabos. You could be just as strong as him. You eat from this tree, it gives you magical koichos. Eitz adas toivara. course he told you not to eat from that tree. He wants to remain in his exclusive position. That's why he told you not to eat from it. Kolumen soines benum nasai. Ah, you're silly. Told you not to touch it. Says you'll die if you touch it. So he pushed Chavra. No, you see, you're still alive. Now you can eat it. And when that happened, it was Paseach, all the Ra, in the Hemshech of the Bria. What's the Satan's Taina? Yesh Oid Milavadoi. And the Satan is claiming to be part of that Yesh Oid. And every Yetzer Hara which we have is an outgrowth of that Eitz, that Achila. And every Koyach that comes and claims Yesh Oid Milavadoi is an outgrowth of the Eitz Hadas Toivora. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Ra? Ani Hashem Oise Kol Eile. Hashem created Ra, Voreis Hora. Terence is, explains the Ramchal, the Rabbeinu Shlomo wants to show us b'foyal that he is the only Balabas in the Bria. So he creates all the alternatives which can come along and say, I'm the Balabas. I'm a Melech. I'm this, I'm that, I'm the other. Not Hashem. And Hashem Yisbrach will destroy all of them and show that there is nothing else in the Bria. Ein Oid Milavado. In the Hemshech, he says, Simon Mem, Hir Shea Kodesh Baruch Hu V'iniach L'ra, Lasois kol mashe bekoichei lasois. The Rebbeinu Shlomo allows the Ra to develop and to grow and to do everything that he can possibly do. Ubesoif hakoil kol yoyse shehiksha Ra es oil sivloi ala briyas. Ken yoyse yegale koich yichudo yisbarach umemshalto hu atzuma ashehu kol yochol. The more the Ra comes out before you, the stronger the Koichos Hara are in the Bria, the more we'll realize how strong HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mavir, all the Ra, with all the, he lets the Ra come to its fullest. And then the Rebbeinu Shlomo destroys it. And we see much more the Koichos of Hashem. Umitoich oimek hatzores horabois v'horois, matzmiach Yeshua bekoicha agodol vaday. Umitoich the tzores, the worse the tzores get, the greater will see the Yeshua. Because the Yeshua is not just coming out of the tzores. That's not enough. The Yeshua is that we are appreciate, we're massing Hashem Yisbarach. The Geula is a Gilui of Hashem, not just no more Tzaros. When there's Tzaros in the world, the Yidden often say, oi, Mashiach has to come. Why do you want the Mashiach? Because you don't want the Tzaros. Just end the Tzaros. Let's go back to normal living, like people are saying today. We'll get rid of the corona, and we'll go back to normal living. What's normal living? Rahman al-Islam. Why do people want the Mashiach? Because they want to go back to normal living and don't want the Tzaros. But that's not what the Geula is all about. The Geula is a Gilui of Hashem Yisbarach. Uvechein, the stronger that the Ra gets, the closer we get to the Geula.
Because the more there is, the world is saying they're in charge, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show us it's not true, I'm in charge. The first Golus was Golus Mitzrayim. And that's the Shoresh of all the Geulus Habois, all the Golios Habois, and all the Geulus Habois. Ad the Geula Achroina. The Smak, Sefer Mitzvahs Kotan, says the first mitzvah. Zokta, the first mitzvah is Leida, She'oisa She'bora Shamayim Va'oritz, Hu Levado Moshel Mailo Mato Medana Druchos, K'dichsiv Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. The first mitzvah he counts is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. What does it mean, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha? Says the smack, not just to believe there is Hashem, but to believe that Hashem Yisbarach, who created Shomai Vaoretz, who levadoi moishel maila umato medala druchois. Anoichi Hashem, mahave hakoil, oisa shibara Shomai Vaoretz, Elokecha. Your manik, I'm moishel maila umato medala druchois. Uchsiv, yodata yoy, vashivoy selo avecho, ki Hashem hu alukim bashamay mimal varoitz mitochas ein oid. That's the first mitzvah. Dr. Smak, ubaze tolui, mashe omru chachomim, sheshoalim leodom leacha misa, beez dinoi, tzipiso li Yeshua, the Gemara says, when a person's nifta, the Rebbeinu Shalom asks six questions. The first, the tchilas dino shel adam. There are six questions. And one of them is, tzipiso li Yeshua. Were you looking for the Yeshua? Were you waiting for the Yeshua? One of them is, nosata v'nosata be'emuna. One of them is, kavata itim la Torah. Osakta bepiri verivya. It's all of these are mitzvahs. Pilpalta bechochma, ivanta bemino. All these are mitzvahs. Frank the smak, tzipisa li Yeshua. Rebbeinu Shlomo will say, tzipisa li Yeshua. Rebbeinu will say, didn't know I was supposed to. Mela, I knew I was supposed to learn. I knew I was supposed to be honest in business. I knew I was supposed to be osak bepiri verivya. Tzipisa li Yeshua. Well, so what I have to worry about Yeshua? Whenever it comes, it comes. Where was I bechuyev to be tzipisa li Yeshua? Heichon ksiv mitzvah zu, Dr. Smak. Elo shma mino bezeh tolui. Where does it say tzipisa li Yeshua? Where's the chi of tzipisa li Yeshua? In the very first mitzvah of the Aseres Hadibros. Shekeshem sheyesh lonu lahamid shehotzionu mimitzrayim dichsiv anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeisicha meretz Mitzrayim ve'al korchon me'achashu dibur. Says that this is not just the statement anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeisicha meretz Mitzrayim beis avodim. It's one of the aseres hadibros. It has to be a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Hochi Kama, Zokte. Keshem Shani Roitze, Shetaminu Bi, Shani Hotzeisi Eschem, Kachani Roitze, Shetaminu Bi, Shani Hashem Elokeichem, Vani Osid Lekabetz Eschem Elohoshiachem. Just like I want you to believe, you're Mechuyev to believe, that Anochi Hashem Elokeichem, כשם שאני רוצה שתאמינו בי ושאני יוצאי אסכם, כך אני רוצה שתאמינו בי שאני השם אלוקיכם ואני עושה לקבץ אסכם. Many people have a mistake in this smak. You're not medayik enough. There are people who say that Tzipisa LeYeshua is in the part of the Dibur Asher Utzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. Just like I want you to believe that I took you out of Mitzrayim, I want you to believe that I will be going you La'osid. But it's not exactly what he says. Kach ani rotze shetaminu bi shani Hashem Elokeichem v'ani osid lekabetz eschem Eloshiachem. He doesn't say kach ani rotze shetaminu bi shoutzeisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim. Where is the yisod of the gula hasida, the chiyuv tzipisa liyeshua? It's linked in the words Anochi Hashem Elokeichem. What is that? He said in the beginning, Leida she'osa she'bara shamayim ve'aretz hu levado moishel mayla umato v'dalad ruchos. The Rabbeinu Shalom runs the bria, and only the Rabbeinu Shalom runs the bria. Anochi Hashem Elokeichem. And the dugma lekach was Yetzias Mitzrayim. The gilui lekach at the beginning was Yetzias Mitzrayim. And don't say the Yetzias Mitzrayim, as it says in the Hemshech, was b'derech ha'teva. Ochein HaKadosh Baruch Hu manigis oilam kuloi beruach piv v'hu hotzionu mi Mitzrayim v'osa lonu kol hanifloyis. V'ein adam nokef etzboim milamata elem kem machrisim alav milamalo. A person doesn't even bang his toe unless they're decided in Shamayim. Anochi Hashem Elokecha is mechayev us to believe the Rabbeinu Shem is running the Bria. If a Rabbeinu Shem is running the Bria, there must be a tachlis, there must be a course. Where is the Bria going to? Tzipisa LeYeshua means that a mensch is ma'amin, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is running the Bria. Moshe Lema'adov Adoyme. If a mensch is waiting by a bus stop and somebody comes along and tells him it's late at night or it's Erev Shabbos, and somebody comes along and tells him, asks him, what are you waiting for? I'm waiting for the bus. The bus? The last bus is gone. There are no more buses. Tonight, there are no more buses. The last bus is gone. It's Shabbos. In a few minutes, it's Shabbos. There won't be any more buses. He's not going to carry on waiting by the bus stop. Go get a cab, whatever his alternative is, but there's no point in waiting by the bus stop. The mensch only waits by the bus stop if he hopes, he believes that there's another bus coming. Tzipisa LeYeshua, a person's mechake, the Bias HaMashiach, only if he believes that the Rebbeinu Shem is bringing the Mashiach. It's not enough, says the Rambam, just to be ma'amin in Bias HaMashiach. One has to be mechakeh the Biyasoi. Because being mechakeh the Biyasoi, waiting, Efshe today he'll come. Chol yoim v'yoim, Efshe today he'll come, Efshe tomorrow he'll come. We don't see any simonim. It doesn't look like he's going to come. Who's in charge? Who's going to bring the Mashiach? The Borei Olam is Ein Ma'akev An Yada Ve'Ein Maneh L'Ritzoinai. There's no one who can prevent when the Rebbeinu Shalom wants to bring the Gula. The Gula is here. And if a person thinks that it's not Mistafa, it's going to come today. How can it come today? Doesn't look like it's going to come today. Then he's toile Bias HaMashiach, or if he's Babli Bias HaMashiach, on some type of process of Derech HaTeva. Or if he's Mechake B'chol Yoim Sheyavoy, then he's Mamid, the Rabbeinu Shalom is running the Bria. In Mitzrayim, the Rabbeinu Shalom brought the Matzav to Lichoira, total Yiyush. The Rambam says in Igeres Taimon, He says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Da, Shemoshe Rabbeinu, Ba'omdoi, Hiskimu Achoizim Kulom, Shezoiso Uma, Loitatzliach, Veloitetse Beavdusa Le'oilom.
All the experts in the world said that this, the Jews are slaves forever. They will never, ever come out of slavery.
Ubizman Shechoshvu, Shutachlis Roya, Tachlis Roya Mazolam.
At the time when they thought, I'll be the Mazolis, that Klal Yisrael is in the worst possible matzav, Ozba Lo Hatzlach. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu was born. For Omad Bo Mivchan Amino Enoshi, the most choshev human being was born at the time when everybody said they're finished. They'll never rise.
They
all said Mitzrayim is the absolute total success. And Paro is the strongest emperor that ever existed. And his empire is the most matzliach that ever was.
V'sishman, v'yatzlichu adosher, tachlis atzlocha.
And all we're looking forward to is more and more atzlocha. That's when the Rebbeinu Shalom brought the Makkos. Why? Why did the Rebbeinu Shalom bring the Matzav to such a low point and then the Gula stopped? Because of this Yisoid, Gilu Yehudai. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants to show us Ein Oid Milavadai. So he gives Mr. Paroi. Yeah, you could have koyach. You could be powerful. You could be very powerful. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes, b'shlichus from Hashem, and says, shlach es ami. And Paro laughs his head off. And Paro makes things much worse. And everybody's completely zerbrochen. Avada. Because if he wouldn't go like that, the Gilu Yehuda would be much less. If as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paro and he says, go, Vakosha Rabba, whatever you want, Moshe. So how strong was Hashem Yisborah? Look, he was strong. But when Paro says, Mi Hashem Isha Ishma Mikoiloi, I will goiris him. If I can't, Niripim Atem, Tevin Lo Yinosu, make the whole matzav worse, worse and worse and worse. I am all powerful. That's Paro. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Paro's in charge or I'm in charge. Then we see the Gilu Yehudai. The worse the Ra gets as the Das Tunis, the more the Gilu Yehudai will be. Ufakert, he says that that's our Nechomet. That in the worst Matzav, when things get worse and worse, we realize this is just another step to the Geula. How does the Parsha end? It doesn't end at Kapitel Hey, the end of Kapitel Hey. The Goyim didn't understand the Parsha. The Parsha ends, yes, everybody's Sebrochen. Paro is extreme. Gewaldig. Koyches v'chule. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't understand. Loma ha'riyoisa, loma zeh shelachtoni. And the Parsha ends, Vayoyim Hashem el Moshe. Now you'll see what I'm going to do to Paro. Now when he thinks he's all powerful, now you'll see. Ato sire. Ato with an I. Ato sire sashe se la paro. Ki bi yod chazoki yishalchein. Zogt Rashi, mi ple yod ya chazoke. Who's stronger? Who runs the Bria? Mi play yod
ביד חזק ישלחם. בפני יד החזק שתחזק על פרו ישלחם. וביד חזק יגרש מארצו. He's going to be forced to let them go. This parsha teaches us in our matzav, in any matzav, throughout the Doiros, what it means to be Sol Yeshua. It is brought that the Arizal said that when we daven in Es Tzemach, Ki Yeshuascha Ki Vinu Kol Hayom, a person should be mechavin, to be mekayim, to be Sol Yeshua. Harei, Rosh is going to ask us, every one of us, to be Sol Yeshua. We'll say, to be Sol Yeshua. Bloody Shmuz. Time to be to be Sol Yeshua. 3 times a day. Ki tzipinu, klishoscha, tzipinu kol hayom. Kol hayom, not kol yom. Kol hayom. We were constantly waiting, waiting, waiting. Is this the gula? Is this the gula? When's the gula coming? This parsha shows us the beginning, the shorish of the golus and the shorish of all the gulas, that the Rebbeinu Shalom brings a matzav which is so bad, and the chorah you misyayish completely from the gula, and that's where the gula is going to come. Ki biyod chazok yeshalachim. That's how the parsha ends. Yes, it's depressing and depressing and depressing. Moshe the shliach tries the shlichus. The shlichus boomerangs back. Absolute, there's nothing, nothing. What's going to be? Even Moshe Rabbeinu can't be Matzliach. The pocket, pokadity, we thought, and it's garnished. The Matzav is gefährlich. Atosire. Now you can see the koyach of Hashem. So you may be thinking, Bishlomo, if we said this Shmuz in 1944, in a concentration camp, we don't understand. Matzahs, Hoyim and Oyim. Germans killing the Yid, left, right, and center. Gefährliche Matzah. But we're not saying it in 1944. We're now in 2021. Gewaldig. Things aren't so bad. New Corona. And they got the vaccine. Givaldi, how long we have to wait? Here in Yeshiva, Bechlau. Where's the corona in Yeshiva? Kibatz Nishdo. Okay, a couple of guys in the coil. They'll come back in a few days. I see, we say Tilim every day after Shachris. A whole load of people walking out. Doesn't bother me. Yesterday there were only 8,000 new Choylim, 4,000 Charedim. Matzah's getting worse and worse here. Oh, we got the vaccination. The Rebbeinu Shalom's Mesavev, Gefelech and Matzah. Chas v'Shalom, the whole hospital situation could collapse. The number of serious Choylim are going up and up. Mazok Tehillim, Achelim B'nei Yisrael. Not everybody, Baruch Hashem. How about, how do we say Tehillim? With a Cheshek, with davening to Hashem, Vayitzaku. Actually, it's a Nakosov, a cry of amaze, the way we say Tehillim after Shachris. Oy vavoy, a mensch walks out. I don't care. Bishlomo, when he said the Mishnah Berach v'Choylim, people maybe were more sensitive, even then there were people who walked out. I wanted to go over to one or two of the guys who were walking out. When we were saying, for my wife, Baruch Hashem, the Rebbeinu was mekabel the Tehillim, and she's much better, Baruch Hashem. But then some of the guys who were walking out when we say a Mishnah Berach v'Choylim. I wanted to go over to them and say, excuse me, if you would be lying in a hospital bed in a gefährlicher Matzav,
And you'd ask people to say Tehillim for you, and the Oilam would say, well, and just walk out. What would you feel like? I didn't want to say, I never said anything. I wouldn't say what I really would like to say. Chas v'shalom. You know, the Rebbeinu Shem is done mido k'neged mido. A man who ignores the tefillahs for some choile, rachmona litzlon v'chule. Omikol says, Corona so bad. We have the vaccine. The South African thing, maybe that doesn't respond to the vaccination. Oh, that's in South Africa. We'll make sure they stay there. Is it so bad? Rabbosai, the Ramban says in Parshas Nitzavim, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will bring the matzav in the world to kimat the geula. We have our own medina. We have our own army. We have everything lechayra. But the Rabban says, but the Rebbeinu Shel Olam be master pnei hageula. In our matzav today, we're not in the 1944. The lechayra is life is good. I'll call upon him in a few months when they got all the vaccinations, will go back to normal. Life will be good. Yeah. But where's the geula? Hester Pnea geula. It doesn't look like to us that the geula will come. And fakert, when in Tovshin Zayin, in Tovshin Ches, they started 2 years after the end of the Holocaust, all of a sudden the Umes Oilam said you can make a Medina. And then they made the Medina. And then we had Nisim, Milchames. Everybody thought, oh, here's the Mashiach. And here we are, years later. Where is he? Hester Bnei HaGeula. We don't see the Geula. In that matzav, we have to be Mechakeh. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam will bring the Geula. In that matzav, in our matzav, when it doesn't look like there's ever going to be a geula. Oh, like when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Paro, I'm sure the yin thought, now it's going to happen. And it didn't happen. There, things got terrible. Here, just things carried on. Nishgefeller, not terrible. Oh, where's the geula? It's how many times have we heard people saying, this matzav, the Mashiach is here, the Mashiach is here. The Welt says, those people who say, don't know. And those people who know, don't say. All the people say, the Mashiach is here, the Mashiach is here. No, I've heard it for so many years. They're still not here. Hester Pnea Geula, aber garnisht. Who runs the Bria? Anochi Hashem Elokecho, Asher Tzeisicho Ve'eretz Mitzrayim. Tzipisa Ligula, Tzipisa Liyeshua. We're mechoyev to realize the Rebbeinu Shem is running the Bria. Ki Yeshuascha, Ki Vinu Kol Hayoim. The Gemara says the Mashiach will come Behesech Adas. The more people say, the Mashiach's on his way, the Mashiach's here, I sometimes think to myself, Gewalt. You need Hesech Adas. Stop saying it. When it comes to Hesech Adas, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam bring the good. This parasha teaches us that in any matzav, ki yishuoscho, ki vinu kol hayoim, v'mechake mechake. Why? Because this parasha teaches us the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the balabos of the Briah.